This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We have a great show. We've already had a wonderful hour. If you want to hear any of these shows, go to RadioLawTalk.com. And we're, by the way, in the process of fixing and making a whole new website. The website's great, but it's been there for 5 years. And you can go to our podcasts. Our podcasts are heard on all the major podcasts, Apple, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're on the iHeart, a lot of normal, even Google. You can just type in Radio Law Talk and listen to any of our podcasts. But go to our website, and then you can find the or you can search a topic, and it'll take you to our podcast, that specific one that we talked about. Now, if you want to do hours and hours of searching for something and looking at all the different discussions, just type in DEP. you'll be every single year looking at something. Or what would be another one that they would hear? Another name that you type in would be, I don't know. There's some other ones we've talked a lot
Weinstein.
About. Weinstein. Yeah, we'll talk about Weinstein.
Epstein.
Yeah, that's right. There'll be a lot of that. So, anyway, we're the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth because we're here to entertain first and maybe get a little bit out of it. Remember, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics.
Entertainment first. Education. That might not even be on the list.
Yeah, that's it's down there, but it's pretty low down.
Well, you get at least one takeaway.
It's right? On the list, but after the words "not for."
Yes, well, we're lawyers. We got to tell them, but
depends.
But depends.
There's more.
There's more. That's why I always tell your client the following, but you still could lose too. Or
I got this book given to me, and You know what? It's like a diary, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's called?
Called diary.
Allegedly.
Oh, Jesus.
Allegedly.
You know, I had some friends, and I'm going to say this really quick.
Allegedly. Sorry.
I had some friends that are both lawyers, husband and wife, and they put on Facebook the funniest thing I've ever heard. And I was telling my wife this, and I know them well. And she, by the way, the wife was a powerhouse lawyer, head corporate lawyer for a major tech company for years, and her husband worked for the state as a lawyer for the state. And they're going through the drive-through, and the husband, they're getting old, they're in their 60s, and they're both retired, and he's started being a little bit rude to the young lady that was being polite. He wasn't real rude. I know him. He's not rude, but he was a little bit sharp. And the wife turned to him and said, "Dear, if you would like a job and do a better job than you think she can do, then go apply at whatever the McDonald's or whatever it was, as they're in the drive-thru." Oh. And then he said, "Objection, assume facts, not an evidence. I don't believe I was rude," right? And she said, and then she wrote this little thing, and she says, "Why we've been married 42 years," she goes, "is the funny humor like this that we have. In our relationship, we talk legal talk." She goes, "But I got him again." She goes, "The next morning, we woke up, and he's walking around looking for his dang phone or his keys. Where the heck are my keys? My phone, dear. I can't find it." "Objection," she said, "asked and answered." And she said how wonderful their marriage is because they have humor in it concerning that, but love it. Where's my? I tell my wife that I'm always miserable. Where am I? Was this? My wife's got to say objection, asked and answered, right?
I like it a lot.
I remember when I was married, we were at some social function, and somebody made the point or asked my wife the question, said, what's it like being married to a lawyer who is a trained litigator, trained in arguing, trained in being able to do all this stuff? And I'm shaking my head, and I said, look, just stop right there. I'm trained in all of that. When the judge, the jury, and opposing counsel are three separate entities. because when I'm arguing, I don't really care what opposing counsel says. I'm trying to convince a judge and a jury. But when you're married, all three, judge, jury, opposing counsel, and often executioner, are wrapped up into one. My skills, my training is of no use to me in this arena.
So, being married to a non-lawyer, you know what his argument is always? Objection. Calls for hearsay.
Ooh.
Always.
And how do you respond to
speculation.
That?
It could be. Or double hearsay.
Yeah. So anyway, that was fun. That's a little anecdotal thing, but I love that. I saw that on Facebook and I commented on it, told her that this was awesome. But we're going to talk about Journey, the band, lawsuit with Steve Perry, that he's bringing a suit. We're going to talk about Bill Gates, Brady, and basically Denise is going to get into divorce and some issues of how things work and how things don't work. We also got Angelina Jolie has got allegedly more claims against Brad Pitt. And Denise is going to get into some real world experience. Denise is a very successful and experienced family law attorney for years. And are you over 30 years now or not?
33
years.
In December? 34
years as a family law attorney.
Yeah.
And that's
I haven't always been a family law attorney.
Right. But
yeah.
you've been involved in it for a long time.
Yeah, about
time.
27 years as a family law attorney.
Only 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, 27 years. And Todd, you've been what, 3 years now? 2 years?
I've been doing criminal law since 2005, so I'm going on 17 years, 18 years, something like that.
Former prosecutor in Tennessee, California,
yep.
And now represents those who need help, those people for public defenders. So.
And you know what? I have to say this. I always wanted to be a prosecution, like a criminal prosecutor, and then to flip and become best defense attorney. Not necessarily public defender, but the best defense criminal attorney, right? That was kind of my goal.
Anything we're doing is worth getting paid for it, right? I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if you go from one to the other, it does lend a lot of perspective. My wish of all wishes would be in any jurisdiction to be able to take the DAs, put them in a different county for 6 months, take all the DAs, put them over in some other county, a couple of counties away, and let them be public defenders for 6 months. Let the public defenders be DAs, and then come back, and you will have a newfound appreciation for what the other side goes through.
I agree with you, and I think a well-rounded person, an attorney in the criminal element, is one that has done both sides. I just think that is extremely helpful, and I do respect you a lot for that, Todd. But that's the last time I'm going to say that.
Hence, it's not a commercial, but Penny and Associates, that was my mantra. You guys know that. Who are all the main lawyers in our firm? Former insurance company trial lawyers.
Yep.
And that's what I learned early on in my career. Bring in those people that I had the most difficult time fighting and that know the other side. And that has worked for me. So we'll be back. We are going to get into the case or no case and then get into a little bit of Journey.
Who's crying now, huh? That's coming up next. Radio Law Talk continues in just a little bit right here.
It's been a mystery. Still they try to see.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday. Live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
100-251-0427. Todd has a kitty. What does Todd's cat say?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Cal, just want to know, because I know you bring us in from the break. Are you ready for the most important part of Radio Law Talk?
You mean the thing about Journey?
No, oh. that's the second most important
thing. Oh, you mean case or no case?
Now sure. It's time to play case or no case.
Am I ready for... And now, case or no case, and I take you to Dublin, California, where Shaim Vard Sardi had just squeezed into an apartment financially. He was a Google engineer, and he was just a little short. But his landlord worked with him, sort of. Sardi had paid his rent with a check with the words August rent in the memo line. Shaim's landlord looked at the check and said, "This isn't right. You owe me about that much money more in the rest of the security deposit." So down in the memo line, he scratched out August rent, the landlord did, and wrote in the word security deposit. Shaim saw the check online and said, "Wait a minute. And I made plans in my budget next pay period to finish off the deposit, but Mr. Sardi nonetheless got an immediate 30-day eviction notice from the landlord because he was behind on his rent. Sardi decided to challenge the eviction in court and went to a property manager attorney friend of his to say, "I think I might have a case because this guy misapplied my check to the wrong account, and secondly, he altered it. I don't think he can do that." And the lawyer said, "Well, maybe you have a case, and maybe you don't. Let's ask Fred Penny."
Oh, my heavens to Betsy. This is absolutely not even close to my wheelhouse. I have no idea. I am not an estate, I mean, landlord-tenant lawyer, and that stuff is just confusing to me. That's why I hire good landlord-tenant lawyers.
Well, it's difficult,
lawyers,
right? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because I do have, I, you know. Okay. So, Sarti. The issue is he sent his check in and he said what on the bottom of the memo?
It said August rent.
August rent. Okay. And then he said he marked it out and said, "No, that's security deposit."
Right.
They've got a contract. It's probably a year to year contract of some sort. The question is, I would say Sarti did not agree to that as being a security deposit, but I think the issue is the landlord can argue that the agreement is that he has to put security deposit down and not rent, but he's got to do both. And the fact that he just sent that in, also I think the landlord can say, "I can kick you out because you didn't put a security deposit down."
Well, I think there's all of that. The core issue to me, and I could be wrong when I found this case, the core issue was, can the landlord alter the face of a check to reflect something different?
That's an agreement.
That's what made it interesting to me.
No. So the answer is it is a case, and Sarti loses, because I think he can not alter the check, but the landlord can kick him out saying, "You didn't give me my security deposit." Let's assume it's August rent, but the security deposit was not put in, therefore I can kick you out. So, wait a minute, this is California. Reverse. Sarti wins.
2 years later, he's still there.
Sarti wins. See if I. No, that's it. Case Sarti wins. It's California.
Okay, Mr. Kuhner, what do you think about this matter of Mr. Sarti in Dublin, California?
Well, I agree with what Fred's answer ultimately was, which is case and Sarti, the tenant, wins. This is my analysis on the issue of security deposit. Usually the security deposit is, unless specifically applied for or called for in the contract, it would be before you get the keys, you got to pay the security deposit. And when the landlord agreed to let the guy move in without the security deposit being paid in full, then the payment of that security deposit is separate. If Sarti designates that check as August rent, and if the contract does not provide for eviction if the security deposit isn't paid, it provides for eviction if rent isn't paid. Well, Sarti gave the landlord the check. It had the name August rent designated down there at the bottom. That's what it was for. He accepted it. He could no more change the name on the check than I could change the wording of a contract after. If I enter a contract with you and you sign it, and then I go and alter it and I sign it, well, then it's not binding. It's not our agreement. And so I think that the landlord loses. He cannot change the check. That's the contract for payment, the agreement for payment. He altered that fraudulently.
So, and he did accept it and deposited it.
He accepted it and deposited it for the purpose for which the tenant said it was for. So the tenant wins.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about this? This is interesting. I know it's not your wheelhouse necessarily, but I'm sure These kinds of things may come up occasionally in your purview.
Of all of us, it's probably more in her wheelhouse than either me or Fred.
Okay, fair enough. What say you?
Yeah, because I'm a landlord.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And I agree with both of you guys. I agree that it has to be the contract. The lease itself is going to control. And if it does provide for a security deposit and first month's rent in it, and the landlord allows the tenant to go in without getting one or the other, then it can be implied that it no longer is a term of that contract. Unless it was specified a payment plan on the security deposit, then I think that he's going to be out of luck. With regard to the check itself, something in it reminds me of a case that I learned about in law school where somebody put on the check last payment, and that check was cashed, and it did not bind the person who cashed it. So I'm not sure. I'm going to go ahead and say, just for strategic reasons, it's a case, and Sardi wins.
Well, that means we all agree. Cal's the only time Cal might be able to get some points here. We're all agreeing Sarti wins. I'm saying one reason only. It's California. We'll be back after this.
All right, we'll give you the answer to case or no case after we take our bottom of the hour break right here on Radio Law Talk. So stay there because the program is going to continue.
Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4255.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has signed off on an Independence Commission's recommendation to remove from U.S. military facilities all names, symbols, displays, monuments, and paraphernalia that honored or commemorated the Confederacy. Beginning on December 18, 2022, the Department of Defense will begin renaming assets across the country, including hundreds of streets, buildings, and other assets. threats. U.S. warships from the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group teamed up with South Korean and Japanese destroyers to practice shooting down missiles in the Sea of Japan, a show of force following multiple launches by North Korea this week. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Times have a way of.
Where's Fred? Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Case or no case? What is it, gal?
Yeah, always the question, isn't it? All right.
Just give him a quick overview again.
By summary, a guy paid a check to his landlord, and he wrote on it August rent on the memo line. The landlord took the check. Before depositing it, he scratched out August rent and wrote in there security deposit. And then he's thinking to himself, this guy still owes me August rent. So he put the security deposit in the bank and promptly evicted the tenant for not paying his rent and honoring his rental agreement with him. And so the question is, case or no case? And Denise says case, Fred says case, Todd says case. I say... No case.
Oh, no case. How
I made it up. It is a scenario, but it is.
You know, Cal's like got a lot of points, guys.
What is a lot of points? Mean like
three,
six?
Though.
19.
No, he gets three.
Yeah,
not two. Yeah,
I got him with three.
Yeah.
How
he about
has
that?
19 points, you guys.
So
and you and I are at 21, and Todd is at 24. So it's a close game.
People are going, why is that important? Because went the first one to 50. That person gets a free meal from the rest of us.
I have to bring my pellet grill and cook steaks for everybody. I'll do that. That'll
well,
be
guess
fun.
What? By the way, Denise, I paid Todd because we owe him for last time,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And nobody's paying anymore. We used to do this.
Fred took care of the problem.
I took care of it on behalf of you and I.
Yeah.
So you owe me because I brought him.
I didn't get to go to dinner, so I'm not paying.
You have to because... I brought him an Egg McMuffin, and he was satisfied with it, a payoff. God.
So and a Diet Cola.
$2. $2.
Now, I got to say, though, that does establish a dangerous precedent for this game, because if that was payment to me...
That was a good one.
I didn't look at the memo line of that payment, but if that was payment to me, then... You know, that may constitute payment in the future.
I'm good with an Egg McMuffin.
So what's the answer, Cal?
I already said no case.
Is a memo binding?
And apparently in federal law. If it's a federal bank, you can't alter the face of a check. You can't do that. It is against the law.
Yeah.
And so he was still in his apartment by the scenario that I read in the Dublin little newsletter that I got. So that's that. Next hour, guess what we're going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
A legal race car that you can buy right now if you want to. And it's as dangerous as riding on a keg of dynamite. So we'll talk about that.
A legal race car that you can put on the street?
You can buy right now. Well, you can kind of make it yourself. It's a kit car.
Nice.
And so anyway, that's the next hour.
We'll talk about that.
Radio Law Talk.
Wow. I like race cars.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Perry is suing Journey members Jonathan Cain and Neil Sean. So those of you who don't know much about Journey, they're a famous band, and oh my gosh, are they popular. And I love the band. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Glee version. I want to be careful playing too much Journey. But
no, we don't want to play too much because they'll probably try to sue us, though we can because we're kind of a news organization. But anyway, so Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain are still pursuing Journey, and they still... That's good, Kevin. That's close enough. They know what it is.
Basically.
They know what it is. So what's... They're a classic rock group. Steve Perry was really the face of Journey. Believe it or not, before Steve Perry came, Journey was still a well-known rock band, and I remember them before Steve Perry, and they were like kind of hard rock. And then Steve Perry brought him in to kind of bring it into more pop rock.
He brought a whole new dimension to it. Sort of like Mama Cass Elliott and the Mamas and the Papas. When she started singing with them, everything changed. Same with Steve Perry.
Right.
Yeah, for different reasons.
Right.
Yes.
I saw a documentary on Journey, and Neil Sean was talking about it. He said, well, you know, people asked us why we were able to give so much control over to Steve Perry. And, well, I couldn't help but notice the difference in the number of women that were in the audience at our shows when Steve Perry started.
Right.
So I was more than happy to allow him
That's
to dictate the songs we played.
And they all bought tickets, yes.
But no, it Steve Perry, they vaulted after Steve Perry. Come on. And I that was my era. And I remember you go get some old Journey songs before Steve Perry, and it's hard rock, right? It's hardcore.
It was Steve Perry with the lyrics, and then Jonathan Cain, because he brought the key.
Phenomenal.
His songwriting, I mean, we hear about these songs like Don't Stop Believin', the song that you were
when
just
the lights
playing.
Go down anyway, the city, faithfully,
Those were songs that were written by the melodies were written by Jonathan Cain, and then Steve Perry put these lyrics that just made hearts swoon. Right?
No, Jonathan Cain is very talented, and Neil Sean is in the guitar. But believe it or not, that you know when Steve Perry left in the 90s and they kind of broke up, he still owned a lot of the rights, and I don't understand who owns what rights, how, why, where.
But we did something on this a long time ago, 5 years ago, didn't we?
And you know, the case that we're going to talk about today actually started with that lawsuit that we talked about. It was in 2021, and the genesis of what's going on right now occurred because of what happened in 2021, when there was a question over which corporate entity owned the band. There were a couple of different ones, one that was started under and one that it morphed into. And the drummer and the bass players, Steve Smith and Ross Valerie, they tried to take control of the corporate entity and got in this huge battle with Jonathan Cain and Neil Sean. And Steve Perry sided with the bass player and the drummer. And ultimately that thing got resolved. And it was just before Journey was supposed to go out on their most recent tour starting in 2021. But they got everything resolved so Journey could go out. The bass player and the drummer were fired. But they were going to get paid. Everything was going to be good. This lawsuit now that Steve Perry has filed is because what happened was when you go out on tour, you ever notice they sell merchandise and all this stuff in the venues?
Yep.
They make big money.
They make big money there. And before they went out, the Jonathan Cain and Neil Sean tried to secure the trademarks of different songs so they could release like a T-shirt that said "Who's Crying Now?" or a T-shirt that said "Don't Stop Believing." They tried to trademark the titles of songs so they could put them on hoodies, jackets, hats, all sorts of things. And Steve Perry has come in saying, "You can't do that. I own the trademark with you. I didn't authorize that." So he's trying to undo what these guys did before they went out on tour in 2021.
And he'll become a part of it as how they're going to settle it. I mean, it really, that's what makes the most sense.
Steve Perry's got to be making a lot of money just from the residuals.
When he left Journey in the late 90s, you know, there was this agreement that they had to reach to buy him out because they weren't getting along and stuff. This agreement was, and this tells you about Steve Perry's popularity, the agreement was for the next, I think it was like 10 or 15 years, Steve Perry got half. He alone got half of whatever they did on tour. He was being paid.
And he wasn't there.
He was being paid to not tour with them.
Yes, exactly.
And, wow, you know, that's the influence.
You know, this is so interesting. I like this kind of a dispute. Do you realize we're coming up on 50 years of Journey?
No.
50
way.
Years, yes. They're soon going to have their 50-year, that how long they've been making music.
They started in around 1971, 72, along in there.
Yeah. All I got to say is here's the positive thing. Arnell, the lead singer, follows me on my Instagram, and I can't get Jonathan Cain to follow me. Jonathan, you can follow me. But Jonathan Cain's wonderful, beautiful wife follows me on Instagram, and I follow her back. But Jonathan Cain won't. Neil, he'll never follow me. It's okay. Yeah, but it's Frederick Penny one, by the way. Neil and Jonathan, go ahead and follow me back.
None of those people you mentioned follow me. So I hear your pain.
Here's my take on it.
Yes.
I am going to say what Todd Koonin would say.
What's that?
And that is this lawsuit has been brought.
Yes.
To in advance of a 50th anniversary tour that they're going to do.
Whoa.
And the settlement is going to be around that.
That's a good idea.
I so get that because about 3 or 4 months ago, it was reported that Neil Sean and Steve Perry had reunited.
Exactly.
We're talking together again, just about business stuff, but we're talking and we're doing that. And what better way than to add to the drama a lawsuit, and now we're going to get together and accept each other with open arms. If only there was a song, you know, that's
good. Oh, my God.
We'll accept each other any way they want it.
Any way they want it?
In the city.
I just don't stop believing in the legal system. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to send her my love, whatever it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because, you know, sometimes you just got to go your separate ways, Todd. And then
you do.
And then
you got to look at who's crying now.
Yes, people start crying right now, but then they'll ride afterwards.
And they'll finally realize that they need to be together faithfully.
Yes. Faithfully, right. Yes. Well, you can just go off and put a wheel in the sky. After this, we'll be back.
Good one.
We'll stop ending with the Journey parodies.
All I know is my wife is over the moon because Michael Bublé liked her post, which is completely underrated.
Really?
Yeah, she loved
that.
That was
awesome.
Cool. We'll be back. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's dumb.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
So we've seen a number of things coming up in the newspapers and online and stuff, and now we do know of a few new laws coming out, and that have come out in California about domestic violence and how this is going to affect divorce and family law issues, and that's up Denise's, right up her alley. But there's basically, you know, a positive thing that is occurring that can have negative ramifications is what we're going to discuss here. And a positive thing is to try to help and stop domestic abuse and protect those, but is it open the door too much for abuse? And Denise and I and Todd have talked about this off air quite a bit. So Denise, let's first talk kind of generally about what's happening in California with the domestic abuse laws.
Right. In September of 2020, Gavin Newsom signed in a new standard, if you will, about domestic violence. So first of all, domestic violence in the context of family law means the people involved have to be related somehow. Either they're cohabiting together, or they're boyfriend and girlfriend, or they're husband and wife, or they can be family members. But the relationship is important in family law. That's what brings it to the front, forefront of family law. So Gavin Newsom now has expanded the definition, you know, way beyond what it was before, which is, you know, you can't assault, you can't commit battery, you can't destroy personal property. You can't harass them. You can't stalk them. I mean, there's a lot of different things. But now it's expanded to if somebody destroys the mental or emotional calm of the other party, i.e. a breach of peace, right? That now can become a reason to grant a restraining order in the context of family law. And
what's that
while
mean,
it's
though,
good,
what's that mean, Denise?
I think that it has to go beyond mere name-calling.
Right.
I don't think name-calling is enough. And yelling and verbally abusing each other may not be enough. But if there's a pattern of you know, saying things that will make the other person just break down mentally or, you know, trying to hurt them emotionally, and I think it's going to take something else like isolating them or some other kind of control coercively that that will give rise to a permanent restraining order. Now, what you have to remember that initially all's the person asking for a domestic violence temporary restraining order has to show is a prima facie case. That means there's no defense that's offered. It's just from the papers, and the court sees enough there that a restraining order should issue. Now, does that mean it's going to become permanent? No. The person, the party that's being allegedly violent, they have a right, you know, to defend themselves. So it could go to a trial, it could go to a hearing, they could agree to it. There's a lot of different possibilities. But during that pendency, the party that is alleged to be the perpetrator cannot have guns. They cannot have ammunition. It could impact their jobs, especially if they're in security or they work in a hospital or they work with children. And also, it impacts people in Hollywood. And with the rise of the Me Too movements and all that stuff that's going on, it does have a special impact on a lot of the Hollywood related people, if you will. So I think it's important for us all to understand that we're not talking criminal.
Yeah.
The standard in criminal law is very different, right, Todd?
Yeah, so everything you've talked about so far about, you know, yelling or swearing, that could give rise to a restraining order in family law. That it didn't create a new domestic violence criminal cause of action, a criminal conviction code that you could be convicted of. That's not to say, though, that if somebody is being prosecuted for domestic violence, they assaulted their spouse, that evidence of the abusive nature of the relationship, swearing and cursing at each other or cursing from him to her, wouldn't be introduced to support the case in chief. Ultimately, this was escalating, this happened, and it resulted in physically striking. That evidence is going to come in. It just doesn't create, the yelling by itself doesn't create a new cause of action that somebody can be convicted of.
Right. And in both contexts, family law and criminal, you have to remember that you have a right of freedom of speech, right?
Yes.
So if that is still existing. So when does speech become so damaging that it can be domestic violence? I think that's the context for this. And you got to remember, in family law, domestic violence impacts everything, especially in a divorce.
Children.
Or between parents of children. In the divorce context, if somebody has damages because of the domestic violence, they're going to get more of the property, right? They may get to be in the home to say, protect them. In the context of having children together, there's a section called 3044, Family Code Section 3044, where the perpetrator of domestic violence is presumed not to get custody. And it's a presumption they can overcome by showing they've got parenting classes, they've got, they took anger management, they've acted in a way that did not impact the children, you know, it can be overcome. But it is a big presumption. And the last thing I want to say that it could impact financially is it could keep someone from getting spousal support. And it could also keep or enhance an award of spousal support, depending on, because now the court, well, this has been in place a lot longer than 2020.
This is California right now.
California law.
Other states have some other
right,
similar.
California law says the court has to consider domestic violence, both in the temporary spousal support award and also in the permanent long-term spousal support award. So this is, like Todd always says, there's a slippery slope, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of what this is, because how far are they going to let it go to where it really impacts it because somebody's saying abusive things or, you know, saying, calling the other person names and, or, you know, all of that type of stuff. And we're going to just have to see what happens. It's from 2020. We're 2 years into it.
We're starting it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it became effective January 1st, 2021, so it's only really a short time. Here's the other thing, Todd, really quick, and I'll go to you. The question is, I wanted to bring up to you, Denise, and I only have 3 minutes. The mental, it's quote, the mental or emotional calm of the other party. What about if that other party, the other spouse that is, quote, being abused, already walks into the relationship with a mental or emotional problem and is easier to trip than a normal person? In other words, any little thing you say to this spouse, they freak out, and that causes mental or emotional calm to go away in this person, where a normal person that wouldn't. Is that going to be taken into consideration? You see the slippery slope we're talking about, and Todd, you had a comment about that.
Well, I would hope in the context of what you were saying that when it ultimately comes before a hearing, before a judge has to decide whether to issue a restraining order based upon this alleged conduct, if the judge can look at whether or not the conduct of the alleged perpetrator was not only subjectively harmful to this person, but objectively harmful in that, you know, look, all I said was, do you want Diet Mountain Dew? And you claim that this, obviously that would not be a situation. So there is going to have to be a judge that would have to take
like
a
reasonableness type
yeah.
of a standard. I agree with you on that. And, you know, one of the things that brought to mind that things would have been different perhaps if this was in effect way back when, was allegedly Sonny and Cher. Look at them. They're very, you know, way out there. Well, Sonny created a corporation and put Cher's likeness and all of her rights into a corporation that he controlled. Just think about that. That could be a reason for domestic violence.
The last thing that I wanted to say on this is, because you talked about slippery slope, and where this one gets possibly problematic is, this is a law that came in to protect domestic violence victims from that. If it does look like in the future it's being abused because people are alleging it in all sorts of contexts, given the language of the law, it's something very difficult to change, because who wants to be the assemblyman or state legislature that goes in and says,
right,
you know what, we need to ease up on this law. It's like career suicide.
That's
so
right.
You may just be stuck with it.
That's right. We come back, hour three, man. We've got a lot to go over. I don't even have time to discuss what we're going over. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. See you next hour.
Hour number three of Radio Law Talk is coming up at 6 minutes after, so don't go away. There's more Radio Law Talk ahead. If your radio station drops coverage, just go over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen in free.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.